And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Where would I be without you, baby? So if you need me, if you want me, just put it on you. Because I love you. Yeah. And don't you forget.
For that, you forever be a part of me. Mind, body, and soul, ain't no I in we. Baby, when you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you there's nothing to fear? Girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
What would I be without you?
Wow. The song sounds exactly like What's Up With You. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode 852, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am here with a couple of incredibly real people. I refuse to hang out with anyone but the realest of the real. I am, of course, talking about Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Why did the gay Chinese man who loves goth Latinas start learning Spanish? Because he wanted to whisper te amo in the dark. What do you call a gay Chinese man who's dating a goth Latina? A dark yin yang. Why does the gay Chinese man who loves goth Latinas only go out at night? Because he's looking for his soulmate in the shadow.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Thanks, I'm Jeff. Back to you, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it so much. Jeff always trying out his new material. Probably the best to date. Thank you, Jeff. I am also here with the realest of the real, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo, 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 yo. Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. This, my friends, is part two. You're in for it. You're in for a treat. Now, I did. We did mention some AI songs, and I don't know if people get sick of these or whatever.
imagine a world.
But hold on, let me cut this. There we go.
Imagine getting spotted in jail. If you got spotted in jail, dude, it's fucking game over, dude.
No way.
Dude, it's a sock full of batteries if you're getting spotted in jail.
But real quick, since it is Valentine's Day, I meant to go through a few of these in part one. The past few weeks, like as I'm posting the show, like sometimes I'll leave the stream up for like an extra 10 to 20 minutes or whatever when we're done and I'm posting the show. And I've just been like typing in quick ideas and generating like AI songs real quick. Uh-huh. And I realized like a new, like especially great in time for Valentine's Day, like perfect timing for Valentine's Day, a new element started coming through in the writing of the story that's being played out between Jim and Them, Corey Feldman, Heather Dawn May, Jake mm-hmm. Perry, all the characters.
Heather Dawn May feels like a name from the past, right? Almost yeah. At this point.
But let me see.
Because we killed her.
From the darkness into the light. I love you guys too. I love you so much. I've tried so hard to be cool. I want to squash the beef with you guys. Come on. Let's squash the beef.
I'm trying to reach out to you,
I feel bad for all the bad things that you've said about me and the hurt things you've said about me. Because then my fans attack you and it just goes in circles. Let's just kill it, all right? I want to do a dinner date, just you and me.
How about it? How about it? Dude, what am I doing in Dallas?
Running down with Jake Perry. When I want to be Coco Buns right here with you. Someday I'll find the one and we'll live in a castle in the sky. Swim with dolphins and hold hands under a blood subtropical moon. Together in our glass bottom infinity pool. No children, but 10 little barn cats we raise as our own.
10 little barn cats.
I would love you. I would, and you would love me. Love you, and you would love me with all our might.
So yeah, what,
dude?
If
in our glass bottom infinity pool
with our 10 barn cats,
no kids, but our 10 barn cats that we raise as our own—that's got to be a fucking all timer right there.
I'm trying to, because I don't remember like which one's which here.
In our glass bottom infinity pool with no kids, but our 10 barn cats that we raise on our own. Woo!
Let's see. Because yeah, the new plot twist is like, what if we just squash the beef? Corey falls in love with us, drops Jake Perry, and we just get mad. He marries all three of us.
I wish I had knuckles left so I could do 10 barn cats across my knuckles.
Wait, what's this one?
Viral over Montreal. When Coco dies, I'll join you all.
Obama. Can I get a particularly bad first super chat name?
Ooh.
What?
Wait a minute.
Who is it?
Oh my God, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Feeling fine with a first super chat. You know what that means. First super chat name. First super chat name. Feeling fine wants a bad first super chat name. Mike.
Feeling fine? More like feeling Ray fine. You know Ray Fiennes?
Yes. It took me a second. Took me a second to remember the actor Ray Fiennes. Really bad name. Feeling Ray Fiennes. Feeling Ray Fiennes. Tell all your friends, folks, come get a really bad super chat name.
I can't remember which version of this I like better. I guess I'll play the country one that I was
I couldn't
about
remember
to play.
If his name was Ray Fiennes or not. I'm like, I really hope his name is Ray Fiennes.
Viral over Montreal. When Coco dies, I'll join you all. Prepare the rice, let's have a ball. Change your life. Yeah, let's squash the beef once and for all. No more snakes or strange phone calls. I'm gonna do right by you guys. Here comes the bride. I wanna make you my wives. I wanna be your Coco Buns for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is like Train. I bet you said Train.
No, I wish I did.
Handsome Jim, great comedian. Corey loves you, but he's not gay. Perfect mic, focused every minute. Cairo loves you.
I don't know who Cairo is.
This piece talks about Cairo. I mean, all these songs sometimes just like go off on a whim.
It's funny, yeah, they get like, their own little tangent.
That they're
here.
Fixated on something.
All right, I think I had one other one about Corey marrying us.
I want to hear that first one again.
Let me see what this one is. Wait, hold on.
Let's get married before they all change.
These are songs from Corey to us. But he wants to get married.
Before I ever grow, a world of distraction, a world of unreason. Oh, cocoa buns. Do you see it every day? Mr. Jim Jimerson, I love you. If I really wanna be true to the moon and to Jupiter too, I kinda wanna marry you.
Yeah, Jim Jimerson. Yeah.
Long away, Mike. Don't look at Jake Perry. If I gotta be honest, I wanna be your bunny buns. Oh, girly, squirrely, piercy Jeff. I don't wanna be a douchebag.
This one.
I don't know the beef with Corey Feldman or Jim and them.
Ooh, this is like someone else.
I'm sure there is one though, and I hope they can work it out, because Corey wants to get married to Jim and them. That's what this song is all about. Can it be true?
Like, yes, I don't remember what this is about.
Corey wants to get married to Jim and them again. Could it be you?
Ooh.
Yes, it could.
Corey, it's like a 98 Degrees song.
Yeah.
Jim and them for good. And I know it sounds like fan fiction, but I promise it's not. The things discussed in this song are all going to happen. Specifically including friendship with Jake Perry and becomes better friends with Jim and them. And from there, Jim and Corey's bond blossoms. And soon after they say, vows of a really big marriage. And also Jim and them become besties with Corey Feldman. He changed his old friend into his new friend.
Aww.
Whom sinners might become saints. As it is written in the book of Maddie, Corey will say, I, Corey Feldman, take you, Jim and them, as my lawfully wedded bestie, other bestie. Can it be true? Yes, it can. Corey wants to get married to Jim and them again. Could it be you? Yes, it could. Corey wants to marry Jim. And now they are. And as Kelda's auntie said, can we be, I now pronounce you besties. And then they'll become besties. Besties forever. And Corey said, at the end.
Oh, here's one other. another one about when Jake Perry had you kidnapped last week.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, fuck yeah.
When he kidnapped Mike.
Fucking hoods up. Tease you up in a big chair, put you in a damp basement. Kids are scared of him. They're also a little mean to him. They tie you up. You hear Corey's voice. He says, glad you made it, Mikey. You know what we've been planning, but you just can't stand me. And now we're gonna do this the hard way.
I like that.
Fuck yeah. It's like a POD kidnapped me. I'm Coco Buns.
And when they finally freed you, you saw a man with a big white beard who said, I'm here to free you. Your midnight provider, Dr. Pepper. Yeah, Dr. Pepper guy saved you.
He saved me. But he has a big white beard. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Papa God. He says, don't mention it, son. Just doing my business. Can I get a hallelujah?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I gotta run it back. I gotta run it back on that.
I said thank you, and he's like, "Don't worry, Boo Pop fucking sent me. I'm gonna save you. Don't even worry about it."
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
I forgot about that. Dr. Pepper guy. Oh. I'm coming from Kirk's stripe of sight. On a mission from Bupac Shakur. You say thank you, Dr. Pepper guy. And he says, don't mention it, son. Just doing my business for Bupac Shakur. Can I get a hug? Hallelujah. You hear Corey's voice. He says, glad you made it, Mikey. You know what we've been planning, but you just can't stand me. And now we're gonna do this the hard way. You tied up in the dumps, and Jacob's gonna get it out of you. I'm Coco Buns. I'm Coco Buns. I'm Coco Buns. Come on, say it. I'm Coco Buns. Come on, say it. I'm Coco Buns. And when they finally freed you, you saw a man with a big white best part.
Beard who said, I'm here to free you. Your midnight provider, Dr. Pepper guy. Son, just doing my business for Bupac Shakur. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Can I get a fucking hallelujah? Hey, if you're in the chat, can I get a fucking hallelujah?
Hell yeah! Hallelujah's up in the goddamn chat, everybody. Man, that's a fucking banger right there.
Yeah, give me a fucking hallelujah.
Give a hallelujah for Dr. Pepper Guy and Bupac Shakur.
The only thing that those songs got wrong is that the only person I call my bunny buns is, of course, that chick that's too fat to get in a lift. My one and only love.
Yes, that's right. The Lyft lawsuit lady.
My girlfriend, the girl too fat to get a lift. She's my bunny buns.
Tumblr in the Twitch chat. Have you guys tried generating AI tracks with the Corey voice model? I've looked into it a little bit. I'm sure it exists, but I guess I got to find, because I have kind of a basic Corey voice model, but I don't have like a singing Corey model to mess around with. Oh, I'm seeing a lot of hallelujahs in the chat. I love to see it.
Yeah, you love to fucking
see it. Shout out to all the hallelujahs in the goddamn chat.
Because the real ones, here's the thing, Jim. Yep. I know that nothing but real ones are in the chat right now, and a real one hits you with a hallelujah.
Yeah, a real one's going to hit you with the goddamn hallelujah. Maybe we'll check in on some more of those in a minute.
Those are fucking great. Every once in a while, I go into that, and I'm like, is this going to be the... It's like your boy Blue back in the day, where it's is this going to be the week where I get let down? Not this week. Not this week.
And I mean, going from AI songs to a song that might as well be AI, essentially.
Obama!
Hallelujah, Obama, im Coco Buns, and we're marrying Feldman.
Thank you, baby. Max. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Max. There's a guy from The Challenge, or I guess he's technically from Turkish. I think Turkish Survivor. I think he won one of the years. His name's Turbo.
To a super layman, Jim.
Yes, let
what
me
is
break
the
it
challenge?
Down. Oh, yeah, exactly. There you go. For The Challenge, if we go to the birth of reality TV, The Real World is essentially one of the first reality TV shows on MTV. I'm sure there was a different one or something, but like as far as...
Popularized, right.
Yeah, what became like... almost a blueprint initially and kind of birthed a lot of what we know as reality TV was The Real World. It was on MTV. They put seven strangers to live in a loft, young people, to see how they mingle and what they learn from each other. Then they did a show called Road Rules, which was similar, but you put young people on an RV and they traveled across the country or Australia or whatever, and they did like stunts at each place. And then eventually...
It was like merging game show with Real World.
Like they'd stop in a location, they'd have to like bungee jump or do something.
I guess like Fear Factor almost. Yeah. Like Fear Factor mixed with Real World.
Where'd my mouse go? Oh, there it is. Who's on the line?
All right. What's up? Did you pause the show?
Yeah, what's up?
I am on. Should I come back? Where are we at in the show?
We're still going. I mean, how far are you?
I'm like 10 minutes out.
Yeah, come back.
Come on back.
Jeff, there's some fucking songs that you need to hear, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, come on back.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yay, Jeff, come back.
I'm probably going away for a while, so I should probably just come back.
Going? What do you mean?
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm kidding.
Hallelujah, yeah, Jeff. Hallelujah to you.
Everybody excited for Jeff coming back. Hit me with a hallelujah.
It's a Valentine's Day miracle.
All right. We'll see you in a few minutes. But yeah, so then what they did is they eventually combined the shows. It was initially called the Real World Road Rules or Road Rules Real World Challenge, and they pitted them against each other. And that eventually just became The Challenge. It would be people you knew from these other shows would essentially, be in competition against each other.
Right.
And you'd crown a winner at the end. It's been going on. They just finished their 40th season.
And reality stars from like all over the place are now on it.
Now they open it up. They pick up people from other reality shows.
People have been on it for decades. They're considered like really good at it or bad at it.
They pick people up from international shows. There's been a talent pool recently. And there's this guy, Turbo. Like, he's this ripped Turkish guy. And like, English obviously isn't his first language. He's all about like... being a tough, manly man.
He looks like Fidel Castro.
Yeah, he did win one of the challenges. He won, I think, War of the Worlds, or maybe, War of the Worlds he won.
He found out that it was just like water would kill everyone.
He's really easy at, like, he's easy to wind up because, I mean, I'm sure it's hard with any person who's, like, foreign and English is their second language, like, picking up sarcasm and jokes.
Sure.
So I think he gets frustrated with people a lot and thinks they're making fun of him, and they usually are. But he released this song, which has gone viral. So some people may have even seen this week because it's at, like, 3 million views on YouTube. And it feels like it'd be self-aware. I feel like... he must have handlers around him, similar to like the Iron Sheik. Remember the Iron Sheik on Twitter, where he'd be like, Hulk Hogan, you pussy son of a bitch. Like, he's kind of that guy.
Yeah.
And you know that there's probably someone telling the Sheik what to do, but I don't think the Sheik quite gets it, but he just does it.
Yeah. Like whoever wrote this for him is tongue in cheek. But he's not tongue-in-cheek. The person performing it doesn't realize what it is, but the person that wrote it for him probably does.
But he dropped this song, or I guess it's been 2 weeks now, But yeah, here we go. Here, that's just the setup. Here's the song.
A Turkish person singing this song, Jim?
That's a rough hairline. That's coming from me.
Don't play with a girl's heart. She has only one. Play with her boobs. She has two. Don't be a pussy. Eat one. Eat one. If you don't eat pussy, you won't get one.
Dropping facts, bro.
Every girl needs a tongue massage. Give one.
Yeah, it sounds like an AI song, Jim.
It really does sound like an AI song, right?
Just like one of our AI songs.
I mean, I guess it's because they probably have a lot of effects and bullshit on his voice.
It's like a slightly less funny version of our AI songs.
But it's weird because, like, this isn't that funny. But it's only funny if he doesn't know what he's doing.
Which it feels like he kind of does. Like, maybe he thinks he does, but it feels like he definitely doesn't. Like, there is something lost in translation to
him. There's definitely I know he probably knows it's like a goof, kind of.
Well, like, rappers will sing about this type of stuff.
Yeah, true.
And they can sing it in a, like, I guess Eminem's maybe a good example where he can do songs that are like a real song, but there's a level of goof to it.
Yeah.
Maybe he thinks this is that, but he doesn't think it's an actual, like, straight up goof song.
It's a tongue massage, give one. Don't be a pussy. Eat one. Eat one.
Best part coming up.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, freak day, sex day. Every day is notional orgasm day. Are you coming?
Dude, this is an AI song. That just proved it. Yeah. If you didn't tell me this is real, you just like,
playing it.
Yeah, the regular background, and you just said, Mike, I made this fucking sex song in AI.
I love the days of the week part. It's like tongue day, wet day.
Freak day, sex day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, freak day, sex day. Every day is no Chanel, orgasm day.
No Chanel.
Are you coming?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, freak day, sex day. Find me, dine me. 69 me.
Or if you told me that this guy didn't speak any English and they, like, phonetically taught him how to sing the song, I'd buy that, too.
He's like the fucking yodeler guy. He's like the yodeler guy that Jessica brought to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Full circle, Jessica, yodeler guy.
Yeah, where, like, perhaps he doesn't know what he's singing literally at all. And it's all just phonetic English. And that's why, like, he said, like, notional orgasmic day, because he's like, he doesn't know what he's saying. It looks like he's got the same shaped head as the
Rock Anthem.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, Max. It is Dude's Rock Anthem.
Like, he's got the hair plugs head. Remember that guy with the hair plugs head? It's like, this guy's kind of
the guy that had, like, the bulbous head.
The Yakub hair plugs head. This guy kind of has Yakub hair plugs head.
Don't play with a goose heart.
Happy National Orgasm Day.
Thank you, Eric. Actually, let me play a little of this. One of his famous fights, when he got into a fight, he was annoyed that someone was making fun of him. Wait, hold on. I want to put it in this one. Because this is kind of the vibe of what he is when he's on the show.
Okay, well, let's see.
And Jordan was talking shit about him.
Bad.
Jordan,
disrespect my honor. This is very important for me. That's it. I'm coming here like a Leon.
Call it out, Ash.
I hear you talking about me. I'm the weak guy. I didn't say you was the weak guy.
You talk on Turbo. I said,
and then he
Turbo
said, you have not proven
tired,
anything to him.
Died, why, are
you,
we carry,
why are you beating this up right
last
now?
Season, I don't win. Hardest challenge, okay? You cannot call me
hardest
weak.
Challenge ever.
Turbo is a man of pride. He's a man of honor. He's a man of respect. If you come for him and he did not send for you, he will get you.
He's Jabba the Hutt.
I said the cargo. You said the cargo
also,
thing.
Also,
wait a minute. Do you know
if you want to keep bringing it up, we can go, baby, because I don't say.
No, why? For what? Why are you going to move your feet?
Talking crap, or did I talk facts, Ashley?
Did he die? You said he died and pulled off the cargo. Oh, Jordan, are you.
Wait, hold on. Let me skip ahead because there's like a great moment where he gets really upset. Oh shit! If I can,
is he gonna come in like a Leon?
yeah. Because Jordan starts imitating his walk, like because he's like a gorilla, basically.
That's why I'm mad at Ninja. That's why I'm mad at Kara, Polly, all of them, because they use you every single time. No, and it pisses me off. It's not fair.
I know what Turbo's capable of, so I'm just trying to do my best to de-escalate the situation so Turbo doesn't take it too far.
You and me go elimination if you are man. If you are thinking you are better than me, shake my hand right now. I promise I will go elimination
Turbo,
with you.
I'm not going to elimination. I'm not a f***ing idiot. You have no idea what's being said. You have no
idea.
Like a security knows.
Yeah, they know this guy's a maniac.
Turbo's not just like the type of guy that, you know, you argue with. He's scary. And Jordan's on the opposite end of this. This is just terrifying.
Hey, you win one and you think you're the You win one?
What is this shit?
A look in Turbo's eyes that I've only seen on the Discovery Channel, like Craziest Predators.
You think you're the best because you won one?
I am not best. You are thinking
you're
the best.
And I didn't say best.
If you're thinking you're the best, we have one place for this. You and me go inside, and we will see who is the best.
Yeah, I think there's something lost in translation.
Where yeah, because right, like this is the guy, and now he's doing his fucking Turkish song.
With her boots, she has to.
Wait, hold on.
This guy doesn't know what he's singing.
I think this is where the walk part is.
Oh yeah.
Turbo punched Jordan in the face, so carry on, mate.
You the best? You the best?
You cannot copy my walk.
He's so mad.
You the best?
You can't copy my walk.
Turbo, I'm not scared of you. And then I'm not going to back down.
You cannot copy me like this, motherfucker. You cannot. You cannot copy my walk.
He's mad about the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that's why we have a shirt on our TeePublic that's you cannot copy my walk. All right. I made a Turbo shirt.
Now I'm positive this guy doesn't know what he's singing.
Play with her boots, she has to. Don't be a pussy. Eat one.
It's even more AI song because like halfway through the song, it's like, it's just the same song.
Does
again.
This have remnants of Egypt style a little bit? What was that song
called? Are you talking about Boiler Room Egypt style?
Boiler Room Egypt style. Yeah, hold on. Is it a ripoff? Like how What's Up With You was a ripoff? Let me see.
Here's the thing. Anyone who wants to rip off Boiler Room Egypt style is smart for doing it because it's the greatest song
ever.
Have
we played for the Corey people Boiler Room Egypt style?
They have not been blessed with the glory of Boiler Room Egypt style.
Do y'all know about Boiler Room Egypt style? We love Boiler,
get ready.
Boiler Room Egypt style.
Oh, shit.
They're bringing it down, right? You think they're bringing it down. All right, bring it down, bring it down. Bring it back up! Oh. All right,
I'm getting tired, I'm getting tired.
All right, let's bring it down. Bring it down again.
Nice break.
We're done. We're done, right?
Yeah, I think it's over.
It's over. That was a good time, y'all.
Yeah, that was a great song. Yeah. Did you guys like it?
Wait a minute.
Wait, shit, is there more?
Slowly coming in. All right. All right. All right. Yeah!
Wait, where's he going, Jim? Jim, where's he going?
Ooh. Ooh. All right, we're done. We're done. Let's
I think it's over.
Oh, and for podcasters, he's got his keyboard's been on his head the whole time.
Yeah, it's like a 6-foot keyboard.
Oh!
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, oh shit.
Oh! Oh! Yeah! Oh! Bring it down. Bring it down again. Bring it down again. Oh, we're done. We're all done. Everyone go home. Oh!
Jim, it might not be done.
All right. Oh! Oh! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Give me a hallelujah!
Egypt style.
Oh, man. I can't believe it ended.
Yeah. Ooh, this is just like this song. Identical.
Same exact thing.
If a girl needs a tongue massage, give one. Don't be a pussy. Eat one. Eat one. Monday, tongue day, wet day, Thursday, freak day.
It's so ridiculous.
Every day is notional orgasm day.
Well, it's also weird that this guy has a song at all. Doesn't matter what kind of song. It's like the last guy who should have a song. 69. Yeah, my guess is he thinks this is like a sexual charged, but like real song. And that he doesn't understand the difference between, like the thong song and this song are identical to him.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he thinks he's doing his WAP or whatever.
Yeah, 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 WAP, It Wasn't Me, all those songs. Like, yeah, they're a little goofy, but they're, but, like, there's an emotional core there.
69 me. Banger.
Damn. That song's like, that's like, it's like a modern day Boiler Room Egypt style.
Yeah, it's like a Gen Z Boiler Room Egypt style.
It really is. I can't think of a better way to describe it.
Does he have other songs? Oh, that's
gross. Is he wearing Deal With It sunglasses? Are Just we supposed to quick. Deal with it right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you better fucking deal with it.
I feel like he's trying to get me to deal. Is he dancing like Corey Feldman?
I was going
to
say, is he Turkish Corey Feldman? He is wearing Deal With It sunglasses.
Yeah, he wants just to deal with it. Oh, Jeff, you missed Boiler Room Egypt style.
It's all not in English. Come on.
Yeah, boo. I thought he was on Team USA,
yeah,
Jim.
Come on, dude. Dur abi su abi. Wine me, dine me. D get nale?
I don't know. D get?
Anyways, yeah, there we go. I wish he had rap songs in English. Turbo to Rabi. Bringing Turkey back to greatness.
I wish he did anything in English. I want to steal his walk.
You cannot copy my walk.
I want to copy it. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, he calls people pussy chickens and shit. You know, that's just his whole deal. That's his thing.
Okay. Yeah, well, I want to copy his walk.
Let me see.
Not to, like, rehash things, but we should play at least one of those songs again for Jeff.
Oh, definitely.
If not all of them.
Well, what, hold on. Did I have a different one that we didn't play?
Well, let's play all of them. Let's play all of them for Jeff.
Which one is this one?
Because I'm not, here's the thing. I'm a humble guy, but these songs are perfect and we're great for making them. And I'm taking ownership of them, even though an AI created them. And it wasn't even me who prompted that AI. But Jeff deserves to hear them.
Oh, wait. Did we play this one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Wait, do we play this one?
Jim and them, Cocoa Buns, Jake Perry.
I mean, it's
Jim
really...
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell, yeah. Jim. They're all about the exact same thing.
Revving up his engine, Jake Perry's at her door. Oiled up abs, a mullet, and a handlebar.
This is new.
Asking Corey Feldman, what's so special about these boys? And we just told him, we just Cocoa Bunzoid. And everything will blink in Jim and them world. Hee-haw. Please don't mess with Jim and them. Being jealous of Jim is nuts. Jake Perry, no hand of God, she'll take these Cocoa Buns and bosh. Please don't
mess. Maybe we did play this one.
Yeah.
I don't remember. They're all so good, but they're all identical.
Turkish bath stall.
Oh shit! I'm copying his walk in the Turkish bath stall.
Assless chaps.
The MTV movie.
Oh, actually, you know what? Real quick before we finish up, Wendy Williams. It's funny that Wendy Williams has become a thing for us. I mean, we'd always like would take a peek or a gander at what's going on with Wendy Williams. But ever since she was like incapacitated to a permanent end, I'm like obsessed with any new updates about her.
Well, it's classic Jim and them. We followed something that then became regular and normalized to everybody else.
So actually, wait, what was it? I think this one's the other one. She's under, I guess, what was under what Britney had on her, maybe. I think she has like a conservatorship or something. Because, we were goofing about that headline. It was that was during like a Power Hour or something, right?
Yes.
I forget.
Yes?
But yeah, we were goofing about the headline because it was basically the way the headline described it. It was that she was like completely incapacitated, couldn't talk. But then we saw a clip of her
yelling at,
like,
someone in a wheelchair.
Yeah, she was at like her daughter's graduation or something, and she was yelling at someone in a wheelchair.
They're like they wanted her to walk across the street or something.
But now, she's in like a home or something, and Access Hollywood's trying to interview her, so they wouldn't let her out, but she was on the phone, so they just filmed her through a window. And
Native American throws a trash can through the window of her.
Listen, the system has failed. The system has failed from top to bottom regarding this guardian and everybody involved with that. The system has failed. Failed. I want my freedom back. How about that?
Wendy Williams is opening up about her life in an assisted living facility, describing conditions that she claims have kept her isolated and under many restrictions in the new Tubi TV documentary TMZ Presents.
Oh, I didn't realize it was from a documentary.
Well, I mean, if you're in a home, they're not, it's like that thing where like they don't know you. So all they can do is look at your aberrant behavior and assume you're crazy.
Well, it's very similar to, and we were on the forefront of this when everyone's like, free Britney. And we're like, no, don't do that. Like, don't free her. And I think so far we've been proven right.
Yeah.
Because she's a wacko.
She's always dancing with machetes and stuff.
Because I understand, like, from the outside, when we look at it was like, oh, that poor woman, she just wants to talk to the media or whatever. And they're, like, locking her in her room. But, like,
we don't know what's going on day to day. She's like sitting in her own waist and
yeah, she's dressed like the tiny woman from The Incredibles.
We don't know what kind of shit she's babbling about all day long. I know it might seem like, oh, hey, let that lady go. No, lock her up.
Yeah.
Don't let her do anything. Don't even let her use the phone.
Throw the key away.
Former talk show host spoke with TMZ host Harvey Levin over the phone while cameras recorded her from outside the facility. Williams claims she's being confined to one area and has barely been outdoors.
In the last 30 days, I went out twice for my teeth, you know what I'm saying? And that would be that.
Wendy, I
what a baffling
say,
thing to say, you know what I'm saying
people
after.
Who are in prison for murder get an hour a day outside, and you've only been outside in fresh air
twice. I thought that was a TMZ guy.
Is he
the Access Hollywood guy now?
Well, no, I think what they said, this is a TMZ documentary that's coming to Tubi.
Right, they're showing clips from.
30 days?
Yes.
What is it like?
Isolated, you know. Well, you see where I am, right? Where I am is this place where
this beautiful penthouse.
This slow zoom out's like an A24 horror movie.
It really is.
When someone is like, you know, being overtaken by the vastness of the world and how scary it is out there.
Older, you know what I'm saying? They are in their 90s and their 80s. They call this the memory unit. I am part of the memory unit.
This is reminiscent, although I think I'm remembering this correctly. I told it on the show that when I went to go see my dad in the hospital after he like kind of got all fucked up in the head.
Uh-huh.
And then like I went to go see him and they were like going to find him, like he was in a room or he was over doing something.
Yeah, the other guy.
And there was this guy just dude, it was like out of a fucking, again, like an A24 movie. There's this guy like strapped to a hospital bed, but in the hallway, not in a room. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you're here for Jimmy? Okay, one second. We'll go find him. And they just leave me there and I'm standing there. And the guy's like, he just looks at me and goes, help me. Help me. Help me.
I wouldn't know what to do. Dude.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It'd be so scary. That'd be fucking scary, both morally and really.
Because it's like the whole thing. Movies teach you that sometimes those people really do need help. Or sometimes they're just babbling fools.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because it's like, it's like, am I the guy that like goes into the pet store? I'm like, you're free. Like just start letting everyone. But then it's like, once they get out in the world, they can't even fend for themselves now.
Yeah.
They're better off in the pet store.
Jesus Christ.
Help me. And I think it was, oh wait, no, I might be mixing it up with, because I was going to say, I thought he maybe said, don't come to a place like this, but I think that was Kevin's jail story. When Kevin was in jail for a couple days and when he was getting out, the guy was like, don't ever come back here. Don't come back to this place.
A memory unit. In other words, what? Somebody who doesn't remember crap? Are you serious? This is my life. You know what I'm saying? The memory unit is suffocating. I mean, like, I eat lunch and dinner and...
Although, hold on. I mean, not to be a jerk when she's talking about how bad it is, but like if we look below at that little sign, it's like resident only, social club with rooftop pool and private restaurant. Like you're not, even if they're not letting you out, private restaurant by Chef Dan Klugger. Let's see who that is.
This is white collar prison in movies where they joke about like the guys are in prison playing tennis and sitting on couches and stuff.
Dan Klugger, who is he?
That's the same movies, right? They're playing tennis and sitting on couches.
Yeah. Dan Klugger is the chef owner of Loring Place in the heart of Greenwich Village, New York City. Before that, he opened ABC Kitchen as an executive chef and won the 2011 James Beard Award for Best New Restaurant and Food and Wine Best New Chef of 2012.
This poor woman.
Yeah, this poor woman.
This poor woman.
Oh, my goodness. And she only got to go outside for her teeth.
And she didn't get breakfast, just lunch and dinner.
Suffocating. I mean, Like, I eat lunch and dinner in my bedroom. I don't eat out there with the people that live here just because it's so goddamn depressing.
The 60-year-old.
Yeah, wait, so that, again, that's not...
She's choosing.
Yeah, exactly. That's not her being forced to be alone. That's her thinking she's better than everyone else that's in the place.
She looks like when E.T. wears the wig. Jim, yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, let's pull it up. You fucking nailed it, dude.
Exactly. Like shit. It's a fucking Halloween costume. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a baffling picture. Oh, my. Look, it's Wendy Williams, Jim.
Yeah, there she is. Oh, hell yeah.
Keep playing their voice, but keep this up. Oh, yeah.
Facility by her court-appointed guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, also says her communication with friends and loved ones has been restricted.
I can call you, but you can't call me.
What about communications?
Phone home.
Do you have
I'm not
an
allowed.
iPad or some form of a computer?
I have not. Listen, I've asked the guardian person for an iPad since years, it seems like, but an iPad. Can I please have my telephone back? Can I please be able to call, you know, my family? You know, what is the problem with me calling and talking to friends of mine? They're not allowed to come in here, friends of mine. You know what I'm saying?
The Williams Guardian previously claimed that she had been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and primary progressive aphasia, and court documents stated that she is legally incapacitated. But in the documentary...
That's what it was, legally incapacitated. I mean, I don't mean to be a bootlicker here, but I keep siding with the doctors. I'm like... Yeah, I guess she could talk on the phone, but that doesn't mean that they're just like wrongfully imprisoning her in a fucking resort, old people resort. Yeah.
I think she's used to a specific life.
Yeah.
So she's like Dave Foley's ex-wife complaining that she's only getting 15 yes. grand a month instead of 40 grand a month. And we're supposed to feel sorry for
she's
her.
She's the old lady that's like, I want to drive my car. And everyone's like, no, you can't fucking, you can't drive anymore. Yeah.
You're blind.
Williams denies those claims. Her niece, as well as Levin, who both have spoken with Williams at length, also say Williams does not appear to be incapacitated. And as Access Hollywood previously reported, Williams' guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, requested a new medical evaluation.
I think what gets me is just that she has crazy eyes.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can judge
previously
it off of.
Reported.
And maybe that's not... Maybe that's not her fault. That's just how she looks. But she's got fucking crazy
eyes. Pull up
dude.
Another picture of her, Jim. See,
oh,
maybe
yeah,
she looks
on.
That crazy in
I think
perhaps
I got another
picture.
One right here.
No, yeah, she's still got crazy yeah, eyes, Jim. She still got pretty crazy eyes there, too.
Williams' guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, requested a new medical evaluation for the TV personality earlier this month.
In terms of how I feel, you know, health-wise, I feel fantastic. Listen, I'm not incapacitated.
There was a period where there were questions about people that were in her life.
What I think is hilarious is that I understand why, is it Harvey Levin? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I understand why Harvey Levin is sitting on this couch doing the interview with Wendy Williams because she couldn't leave her house.
Yeah.
But he decided, you know what? I'm going to interview everyone like this. This is great.
All of them.
I love sitting here doing the interview.
All I'm going to do is documentaries now. Do I just get to sit here?
Do I get to just sit here on this posh couch and just talk to people through the TV?
TV's not even that big. Get a bigger TV.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. What are you doing?
Life, things that were going on with her financially, things that were going on medically. I absolutely understand why the court felt she needed a guardian at the time.
She looks like that lady that was like famous for doing the crazy eyes.
I was about to say the same exact thing.
Yeah, the bulgy eyes.
She looks just like that lady.
Is that the Wendy Williams that we all...
And you know what? Maybe it would be so funny if... she was completely full sound in mind and body. But everyone's like, your eyes are fucked. You are weird. Yeah, but you get in this room.
We had no choice but to put you in this room because of your eyes.
You got dementia. Huh? Like, she's just got to get the grocery store.
She's doing math and writing beautiful music and composing poetry of like the world has never seen. But she's got those eyes.
Yeah, she's at the grocery store and a guy's like, excuse me, I'm a doctor, you have dementia. What? I'm just buying what? Cereal. No, come with me right now. My friend's a judge.
You need a guardian.
All know the Wendy Williams that I've grown up with for 34 years.
Has she just looked like that forever?
Yeah, wait, the little one?
That's her, right? The little one?
I can't tell. Or is the little one the girl talking and Wendy Williams used to look normal?
Oh, she's like, look, Aunt Wendy, I'm you.
Yeah. Look, I'm being you. Look, this is you. This is you in the future.
Was different. That's not the woman that we all knew and loved and still love to this day.
Well, it's got scary
My
music.
Thing
so.
Is where yeah. we're at now, which is this is a woman that for whatever she was going through a year or 2 years ago is not in that space anymore.
Wendy Williams had a severe alcohol problem.
Dude, look at her eyes. And for no reason.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, why do you need to, up with her?
It's one thing if you're, like, focusing on something, you're having a conversation, you're acting crazy. She's just taking a sip from a martini glass. There's no reason for her eyes to look like
Lock
that.
Her up.
Yeah, she deserves what she's getting.
For the betterment of society.
She deserves worse than she's getting, if I'm
Lock
being
her
honest.
Up. I don't... Take her away from the restaurant run by Chef Clover. Yeah. Clugger. Chef? Chef,
she's lucky that she's getting the treatment that she's getting. I think she deserves much worse.
Was diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia. She's so
not her.
Yeah, no way.
No, not this woman.
For now. Speaking to her on the phone. Which
dude, why is every interview on the couch? What is he doing?
He's loving it, dude.
You fucking lazy sack of shit.
He found the cheat code, dude.
Come on, guy.
I have done numerous times now. I am now hearing no evidence.
And you know what? I guess it's because usually, like, whenever I've seen TMZ clips, they're usually, like, sitting in a control room or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like... We don't need fucking TVs and shit behind me. Doesn't need to look like I'm in a newsroom. Get me a nice chair, a nice comfy chair.
Well, he's claiming he's heard no evidence, but has he seen evidence?
Yeah, have you seen her eyeballs?
You're looking at the same footage we are, pal.
Of somebody who's having memory lapses, somebody who's having trouble putting sentences together. And I have spoken with now numerous other people who have had similar experiences with her.
As part of their conversation, Harvey asked Williams to share her thoughts on several different topics so viewers could decide for themselves.
We happen to be doing this the day of Donald Trump's inauguration.
What's her name's outfit is wild. is Melania?
She looks like the guy from Hitman in a disguise.
Yes, yeah.
Like when he's in a disguise, it's like still clearly him.
Yeah, she totally looks like a creator wrestler that like just drops into the scene.
Yeah.
When your creative character's popping up in the cinema mode.
Carmen Sandiego hiding in plain sight.
President, what do you think about that?
Good for him. He's the 47th president, right?
Yep.
47th president of the United States.
What do you think of Trump becoming president again?
What does this have to do with anything?
I guess they're trying to prove she can communicate or react to, like, she doesn't have dementia, I suppose.
I
feel like I'm completely not on her side at all.
No,
I'm not
no. She belongs forward. Where she is. There should be bars on those windows.
Because... Like, I get it, but at least, obviously, I'm not a doctor. My understanding of dementia and stuff is from movies and TV. But at least what that they've taught me
textbook
is that, yeah. And what movie is TV has taught me, and they never lie, is that even if you have dementia, you have moments of, like, lucidity clarity where, yeah, you have, like, people say, or I've even watched documentaries, and, like, family members are like, that's why it's so tough. Sometimes I have this moment. There's my mom. We're talking, and then a second later, she's shitting out of her mouth.
Sometimes
there's
a famous
shit coming out of her mouth.
Sometimes a famous guy asks me about Trump, and I say, "Good for him." But other times, shit is coming out of my mouth.
Other times, my ass works backwards, and I'm talking out of my ass, and shit coming out of my mouth. That's what dementia is.
I'm pretty sure that's the textbook.
That's what they mean when they're like, they're good days and they're not so good
Sometimes
days.
Sometimes there's backwards ass mouth things. Sometimes that's just how it is.
4 years, and then can we start over with a younger president? I'm talking about somebody in their 50s. You know what I'm saying? I first met him at a movie in New York, and it turns out that I sit to the right of Donald Trump. Like, literally next
Well,
to
before
him.
We get into this story she's about to tell, it's funny that their proof that she shouldn't be locked up is she has the most milquetoast opinion that anyone would have. Like, yeah. Can we get someone in there, like, younger in yeah. there? Why are these old guys the president?
And so we got in conversation, and I had some candy, you know what I'm saying? I love Werther's Originals, and I love Jolly Ranchers, right? So he was observing, you know, my weight. I look at him like,
it's like in the Red Letter Media videos, and they cut away to one of them like completely like frozen in a dumb face.
Wait, you know, I'm looking at him and I'm laughing. And that's the first time that I met him. The second time that I met him, he actually came to the show. You know what I'm saying?
You know, there are some people that are heavy.
Yes.
And they do great.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't mind losing a couple of pounds either, right?
Well, you always keep yourself together. Well, oddly, I don't picture you as the gym guy.
I always like wearing a jacket. It's much easier.
Yes.
And we talked, and you know what I'm saying? And you know, he was very snide and saying, you know, Wendy.
Look, you can see your crazy
really
eyes
good.
From here.
Yeah, like, even from this long lens far away.
A fucking sniper scope can see her crazy eyes.
What are you talking about? My weight? He's the type of person. But yeah, it was nice to meet him on the show.
What about Diddy?
Prison for life. It's about time that he goes to prison, and that's all I'm going to say about
Lock her
that.
Up. Yeah, no, she
done.
Didn't have
Diddy
anything
done.
To say.
Is she wearing a leotard? Think... Is she dressed like Zatanna? Where's her top hat?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to get married, and should they?
Honestly, I guess so, because they've been together for so long. Listen.
We've been together for 20 years.
You know,
I've been in here for a year. They've been dating for 14.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Men are cheating pigs.
All men?
No, not all men. But usually in
what hashtag?
All men.
Hashtag.
You know what I'm saying? Although I did cheat while I was married, just to see how that felt. I knew he was cheating. Sorry, not sorry.
Look at her eyes,
Stuart.
Well, I'm saying, and
it'd be great if this documentary is just him quizzing her on pop culture stuff. What do you think about other celebrities? Tom Cruise, huh? What about those stunts he's doing?
She's like, I like that he's hanging off of planes.
He's gonna hurt himself. I hope he doesn't, though.
But good for him. Good for him.
Cheated, by the way, and I cheated up. Like, if you're gonna cheat, then cheat up.
Ugh. The thing is, too, like, I'm a little disgusted with these documentaries because, I mean, on one hand, if I thought that they, like, I don't hate TMZ, but if I thought they were really, like, concerned here and that they were really trying to, like, blow the lid off of right. something where they're wrongfully keeping her locked up, but I feel like they're just doing this for whatever, just for clicks,
like,
clout, whatever
like
you want to call it.
Parasitic attention, right?
But then again, and potentially... This could be an unwell woman that they're pitching as some prisoner, mm-hmm. and then she's just going to get out and be on the street shitting out of her mouth, and no one's going to be there to help her.
You're going to cheat. You cheat up.
Toward the end of the special, Williams becomes emotional as she speaks about her elderly father.
Wendy, your dad is turning 94 in February, and he's up there in age, and... I know you want to go to Miami to see him and celebrate his birthday because yeah. you don't know how many more there are going to be.
Right, exactly.
That must be important for you.
She's acting like she's Tiger King.
It's extremely important to see my dad for his birthday. You know, and that is a family thing. It's not just a me thing, you know. I would wish that... Along with celebrating my dad's 94th birthday.
I like how on her ledge it's 3 half-drink bottles of water and what looks like a vape rig.
No, I didn't even... I noticed the water. Yeah, that it does look like a sweet-ass vape. In the middle, she puts her phone down for a second and starts blowing nasty clouds of vape.
Sick clouds.
You know, hold on, check this out. Would a dementia do this?
family, we come together in peace and harmony. That's
dude, she's
I
got fishnets
like
on.
That.
She really is dressed exactly like Zatanna, Jim.
And I don't even know.
I didn't even know. Is that a big ass ring?
Hell yeah.
I guess so. Hell yeah. Good for her.
That's how she cast her spells.
But I'd be able to go to see my dad for his birthday.
It's one of those Doctor Strange things.
So
it's how she creates teleportation portals.
I don't want to, like, because then that's something that they'll say to me, oh, Wendy, that's why you need to stay, you know, in this dying facility.
If you weren't crying, there'd be something wrong.
But I cry, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a mean bitch. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, the switch up, yeah.
I may be crying, but I'm fucking crazy.
I'm not saying that to you, Harvey. Don't mistake my tears for weakness.
Yes. After that conversation, a judge did grant her permission to visit
her
father.
Don't mistake my face for E.T. when he's dressed up like that woman.
Don't you, if someone says that, I'll hunt you down, Mike Steele of Las Vegas.
Oh, she knows my address. Jeff walks up. She's behind him with a fucking gun to his back.
She just comes out of the bathroom. Oh, shit. I just want to double check. Is there one quick palate cleanser before we leave?
There's always a palate cleanser.
There usually is one.
There's always at least one.
You know what? Actually, there is. There is one. It's always a good palate cleanser when there's a crazy person on a bus and or train. I mean, basically public transit. Yeah. Oh no, did they take it down?
Oh no, what was it?
Hold on, I might be able to still find it. One second.
It's weird that something could get taken off World Star.
That is weird, right?
I mean, that would only happen if it was like someone being beheaded or something, right? It's freaking World Star.
I'm not going to be able to find it, I don't think. Hold on.
The things you're typing right now, Jim.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Perhaps you found it.
I suck your neck.
Well, there it is.
I did find it.
I suck your nuts, nigga. I suck your nuts.
Jesus.
And you know it. I'm the truth. I suck your nuts. You scared at you. You scared to get your nuts sucked at you.
I would be terrified. Yes. She's right. If I was walking by, I'd be like, oh, I am. Yes, ma'am.
Damn, I got to keep track. What were all these sound? There were so many soundboard clips that I needed. What were the Corey ones? Ah, fuck it. I'll really want to release him.
That's Corey when he's like, I'm a baby. Take care of me. Right. I love
and
you.
You take care of me.
Feed me and bathe me.
Doors open on the left.
Well, and the switch back and forth between smiling and crazy.
Because at first when she does it and she smiles, you think, oh, it's just someone doing a bit, maybe. They're just kind of, film me yelling on the train.
Yeah.
But then when she goes like, when she switches back, you're like, oh, wait, no, this is not a bit.
The switch between smile and like stare are like, freaking like a button's being pushed.
What's great about all these videos, whether it be someone like jerking off on the train or shitting on the train or, you know, yelling at people, doing weird stuff. What's always great is like not just the people trying to ignore it.
Cowards.
Not just the people trying to ignore it, but then when you just hear the automated like in the next stop is it's a nice reminder of like, oh yeah, we're in a society. We gotta like send these people because we've been to Japan twice. We gotta send these people to Tokyo, get them on the train.
Yeah.
Just to really make the Japanese uncomfortable.
London trains too.
We gotta cuck these people out with our crazy people. Put them on the train and show them what's what.
Doors open on the left.
See, look, watch her switch her back and forth.
Look, $5 a show to see me suck some nuts. I'm getting ready for Benjamin and Oliver. Benoit sprung on regular
baby wipe pussy. I got baby wipe pussy because these are baby's hands.
These are baby's hands? It's a wild thing to say.
So is she saying baby white or baby wiped?
Baby
pussy?
Wiped.
Yeah, okay. Like if you get, it's so clean, you just ran a baby wipe across the pussy.
And these are baby's hands.
And these are baby's
But in
hands.
Her case, it's like a different version. It's a scarier, worse version.
Baby wipe pussy.
It's a pleasure. I suck your nuts, nigga. I suck your nuts.
I'm fucking so scared, dude, if she walked up to me. Even no matter this what is, she said. Dude. I don't care what she'd say. If she said something with that face and that like tone, I'd be fucking horrified.
This is classic. When this is happening, like this view you're seeing right here, I'm sitting and looking straight ahead. I'm not even side-eyeing or nothing. I'm just pretending nothing's going on. Yeah.
The bravery of the man with the phone.
And then she's... She's not moving away, but all I'm, this is me.
And, I suck your nuts, nigga. I suck your nuts.
And I'm even looking the other way. I'm like,
oh, what is that? Is there something behind me?
Yeah,
looking behind you.
It was a fly. Was over here? Something's over here.
I suck your nuts.
Well, there's like two types of these people, because I heard a story once that made me laugh. That the guy was on a train in New York, and there was a magician walking around.
Oh no!
And he was doing the rope trick where like you take the knot on and off rope.
Yeah, yeah.
And before he could, like, he had a knot on the rope and he was like trying to do tricks and no one was giving him time of day. And then like they hit a bump and he dropped the knot that was in his hand and he just goes, aw. But then he was still like asking for tips. And it's like those are the two types of the two polar opposites of the psychos you see on the train.
Yeah.
Either the clumsy magician or the aggressive sex worker.
I suck your nuts, nigga. I suck your nuts. I suck your nuts.
You're like checking your watch. Yeah. You're like, what time is it?
And you know it. I'm the truth.
Pretending to look for something in your backpack.
Yeah, like, right.
Where is that? Right? Can I?
You're talking to yourself a little bit.
I could have sworn that I brought.
Yeah. What stop was I?
Was I? I think I'm next stop. I'm pretty sure I'm the next one. You get up and go to the door. She's just fucking breathing in. You're like, I'm gonna fucking suck your nuts. And you're just like, well, I'm almost there. Yeah.
Late for work.
Yeah. Yep, this is stop. This is me, 14. Yeah, you're a fucking like 45 minutes away from your stop. Yeah, this is old stopping ground.
Definitely getting off. Yeah.
Like, I suck your nuts.
Got the cameras filming you now, but you're more interesting.
Yeah, you look out of the corner of your eye, she's right here, and the guy filming you is right there, too. You got both in your peripheral.
I'm just trying to act nothing is happening at all.
His phone is right there next to your face, trying to see what you'll do. I like those guys weren't even fazed. They were like, yeah.
Well, because again, even the guy with the phone is just like, this is business as usual.
This is great.
Doors open on the left.
I like how the video describes her as threatening. Like, it really is a threat. It is not an offer. It is a threat.
Threatening to lick everybody's sack.
She is not giving anyone any type of tempting offer. She is indeed threatening everybody with a good time.
Look, $5 a show to see me suck some nuts. I'm getting ready for Benjamin and Oliver. Benoit sprung on regular baby wipe pussy. I got baby wipe pussy because these are baby's hands.
Oof.
Sometimes all you gotta do is just pause the video.
Just get a good
just pause the video, and there it is.
It is wild because it's like, you know, it's obvious at this point because we all know like you always talk about it, like everyone's got a camera in their pocket nowadays, so you get to see all this stuff. Because it's like this, or sometimes I'll be scrolling through, and it's just like someone walking through the train station, and two bums are just fucking. They're just in the middle, like not on the track, but like on the like the side where you're waiting to get on the train. And I guess they kind of have a blanket, but they're just like.
I mean, I told you, we used to work downtown, and there was just that homeless guy that just got his pants down. He had the fucking biggest dick, fucking yeah. humongous dick, so big, and it was just like You know what it is, Jim? When you say like. Who knows who we're letting out on the street when the guy's strapped to the table? He's like, help me. Like, it could be her.
Yeah, exactly.
She could be strapped to the chair like, help me.
Yeah, no, don't help.
And you were right to keep her strapped to the table.
Oh, Jesus. Baby white pussy. Baby white pussy.
Baby's hands. Oh, bow, bow, bow.
Man, what a good time.
Yeah. What a great time. Only on the red line. That's what I always say.
Yeah, yeah. You got to love the red line. I know there's a red line in Boston, although it doesn't look like maybe it is. I don't think so.
Nah.
I don't think so. That's got to be, yeah, what? That's got to be the Bay? Is that over in the Bay Area?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim, it is. I'm thinking it is.
Oh, my God. Favorite part of the show. Wow, we had quite an adventure.
I mean, we had a lot of good moments.
Yeah, we did.
I think I have to give it to Glass Bottom Infinity Pool and No Kids, but 10 barn cats that we raise as our own.
Oh, you got to give it up to E-Rock and his his track that he made.
Yeah, sick track.
Dropping some rumor for the boys or the gang. You love to see it. That
you
was awesome.
To see it.
Shout outs to E-Rock. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for hitting the goddamn like. It helps the show. It helps the feed. It helps people stumble in to someone yelling about I'll suck your nuts and being like, what is this?
Shout outs to Murph for giving me 25 Reese's hearts that I shouldn't have eaten, but I ate all of them. Every single one of them, like a sloppy fucking hog.
Yeah, you love to see Corey on Wife Swap.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that feels like it was a Patreon
show.
It
really feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I mean, fuck off to YouTube for even taking our stream down temporarily for that shit.
How dare they?
What else we talk about? We talked about, well, Goonies 2 is now official.
Yeah.
What's up with the youth and what's up with you? That was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Turbo song. Oh, that, yeah, the 10 barn cats. That's great. What was the other one?
Dr. Pepper guy revealing that he was. Yeah, with a big white beard revealing that he was simply on a mission from Bupak.
Yeah.
And that's why he was here to rescue me.
Yeah, after you said thank you. No problem, son. Just on a mission from Bupak. Man.
Fantastic.
What a fun show we have.
Fantastic. But not quite as fantastic as patreon.com/Jim and Them. There are going to be a lot of Patreons that are like, hey, check out our Patreon. If you give us $20, you can get an ad-free version of the show that you just listened to. Guess what? You already listened to our ad-free version of our show.
Yeah, you
did. Because it's just our show. We don't give you that dog shit. We don't repackage the same shit. We do lots of new, different things for people that already like us and just want more of what they feel like they're already enjoying. For nickels and dimes, there's pennies flowing through your fingers. That's all we ask at patreon.com/JimandThem. Jim, what do we got up there for the people?
Oh, my God. We got a new CSI Caddy Studs Investigations discussing, the Kansas City Butcher. And yes, we do. We put up a video version and the audio version of that. Someone did make a suggestion a couple episodes back, and I thought it was a good idea because sometimes we do pull up like pictures of the people, or in this one we did this guy was like inspired by a movie from 1965, so we watched the trailer for it, but yeah, we get into stories of the macabre, and that was actually the Kansas City Butcher. When we went to the haunted museum, the Zach Bagans thing. Remember the room that had the guy's log that we were reading on the wall?
Yes.
It was that guy.
No way.
When he wrote, like, 9:15, like, Stuck up the carrot up his ass.
Yeah.
9:30.
That guy was fucking horrified. Yes. He's like pouring bleach on his on his dick and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just like some of the most disturbing stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
We also do movie commentaries. The latest is God's Not Dead 5, which you can enjoy with the boys.
Yep, we've seen them all.
You know what I realized, too? Because we were talking about, we've watched the show Reacher on Patreon.
Yes.
And because remember we were like, oh, we got to just skip to the finale.
Yeah, because season one we had fun with. Season two has been a fucking slog.
We're actually on the finale.
What?
I there's two episodes I forgot we recorded. I got to release them this month. I'm going to release them together. So episodes 6 and 7 we did commentaries on. It's going to be so funny because I'm going to put them together, but we recorded them months apart. So it's going to be like the episode ends and then they're like,
huh?
It's going to come to us and be like, imagine remembering what the fuck's going on in this show. But there's some fun stuff in those commentaries. If you're on the Patreon and you're not watching our Reacher, Amazon Prime Reacher commentaries, they're well worth a watch.
Now, we describe things as a slog, but that doesn't mean that we don't find ways to make them fun for you.
It's still fun, yes. And also, because season 3 is like this month, I think.
Yeah.
It's within the next like few weeks. What else we got? Oh, we also got Pitch Storming Ain't Easy.
Shout out from Steve Haloha, medium light skin tone, call me hand new subscriber and fellow YouTuber. Awesome show. Much love and aloha, medium light skin tone, call me hand from Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh, it's describing his he's doing the hand, but they're medium skin tone. Thank you, Steve. Shout out. Thanks for subscribing, fellow YouTuber.
Yeah. Mahalo, dude.
Appreciate you listening. I mean, it doesn't say, I assume this is a first super chat, but usually it says it.
Then we're not.
Do we not make it official?
Not because he doesn't deserve it, but because we don't want to sully the good name of the first super chat.
Now, what about the people that did a first super chat before we gave out names, though?
That them's the breaks. Oh, sometimes you go online and the Black Friday sale starts right after you bought the poster already.
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry. We'll come up with something for those good people.
We've come up with so many stupid reasons to play that song and give you a dumb name. Surely there will be many more.
But no, thank you so much, Steve. Welcome aboard. We used to... we're still friends with a man named Tom, but he used to be a big Hawaii guy that lived there, but now he lives in Florida.
Yeah, mahalo to Tom, too. Tom Simon.
But that's just a taste. We have so many shows on patreon.com/JimAndThem. Check it out. Hang out. Join the boys. Lots of fun.
If you're not ready to drop any money, you can join the free tier. You still just go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. Join as a free member. There's a bunch of shows. I literally put up a bunch of shows. I feel like they're good representations. Some of them are tastes of like things that there are multiple episodes of. To maybe entice you to keep going. Some of them are completely self-contained and you can enjoy the idea of what we got on there. But there's lots of stuff on there, even if you don't want to drop some money just yet. But it seems like a lot of people are taking the plunge after joining the free tier first. So patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Yes.
But that's not the only place you can go. You can also go to showswhatyouknow.com.
Hell yeah. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. Cobra Kai just premiered. I haven't gotten a chance to see any of it yet.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I guess it just came out yesterday.
I didn't know it was back yet.
It's the final stretch. I'm going to watch them tomorrow. I haven't watched episode one or any of them yet, but I'm excited.
It did the opposite of helping, where normally they try to do this to keep you talking for longer.
Yeah.
And instead I feel like it made me just like...
You forget.
Yeah.
Or you assume it's a while away.
Or like Stranger Things, I was like, come on. Yeah. Or like the Disney Plus shows, you're like kind of on for a little bit. This just made me forget about it every time.
But yeah, we discuss... Cobra Kai, of course. What were we recently? Oh, Severance season 2 is popping off right now. That's just a small taste. We're also watching all kinds of other shows. I watched the HBO show The Leftovers, which is amazing. All that and more, showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jim, my endorsement this week I would call it an interesting one.
Ooh.
I am endorsing Xiaolongbao. Are you familiar, Jim?
Is that a soup dumpling?
It is a soup dumpling,
Stella, Jim. And I went for soup dumplings yesterday. We went to Ding Tai Ding Tai Fung.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, we went there yesterday.
Dude, so I was when I was in San Francisco, I missed last week's show because I was seeing a band that had broken up for a long time. They did a reunion show. They were a bucket list band of mine that I was very, very happy to get to see. It was a fantastic time. I did have some, about 6 or 7 hours before the show on the day that I was there to kind of like go around San Francisco. And one of the places I went, I visited a friend of mine, and she took me to a dumpling place.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never had, I mean, I've had like dumplings before, but whenever I had soup dumplings described to me, I thought that meant like more like an American dumpling, where it's just like,
sure,
like a doughy thing inside of soup. So I was like, oh, no, I don't want that. I want like interesting, like a different type of dumpling. I didn't realize that meant that they were like
a dumpling with soup inside.
Yeah, with the soup inside. And I tried like three different kinds and all of them were fucking amazing.
Yeah, very good.
They were so good. So, I believe it's Zhao Long Bao.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they call it XLB, and then sometimes they just call them soup dumplings. But they're fucking good, and I bet you can find them anywhere, because the first thing I did when I got back to town was, like, look up some places that had them, because I thought they were so good. And I'm a big soup dumpling guy now.
Yeah, great rec.
Big fan. So, if you have not tried, don't let the name confuse you. Fellow white guys, they are not what they sound like. They are delicious.
Ding Tai Fung has, they have dessert ones that have like hot chocolate inside.
No fucking way.
Yeah, they're very good. But I think they use like a mochi wrap instead, but it's still like the same shape and looks the same.
That's a good idea. But I like that. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for fucking soup dumplings now. So that's my endorsement is try some Zhao Long Bao XLB soup dumplings in a town near you.
Great endorsement. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.
Egypt style.
Give me a Hollywood.
Hollywood.